AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New information this morning on the investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Police think the shooter got onto the roof of that building in Butler, Pennsylvania, where he took his shots by climbing into an air conditioning unit. At the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, strong support for nominee Donald Trump from former Republican rivals Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis, who said of President Biden,
"We need a commander-in-chief who can lead 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. America cannot afford 4 more years of a Weekend at Bernie's presidency."
Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer is calling on New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his conviction on bribery charges yesterday. King Charles has arrived at the opening of Parliament. His speech will lay out the government's legislative program for the coming year. This is ABC News. Officials in Bangladesh are now urging all of the country's universities to close down today, a day after violent protests by students over a government job quota system. At least 6 people have been killed in the protests. Another beach rescue of someone suddenly trapped in the sand, this one on San Diego's Mission Beach. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Rescue crews say the 16-year-old was digging a 6 to 8 foot hole in the sand when it collapsed, trapping her neck deep. Rescuers dug for about 15 minutes. Lifeguards, park rangers, and firefighters eventually helping lift her out of the sand. As they carried her off the beach, she flashed a peace sign.
Safety experts are reminding all beachgoers, don't dig yourself into a hole much past your knees, and be sure to fill holes back when you're done. And history for the Los Angeles Lakers. ESPN says former WNBA star Lindsay Harding will join the coaching staff of head coach J.J. Redick. That would make her the first woman full-time coach in history. This is ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. City leaders and Republican officials promised Milwaukee businesses would get big boosts during the Republican National Convention. But so far, some restaurants and shops say it's been pretty slow. That may be because attendees are on a tight schedule. Delegate Stephanie Susek.
We were kind of, tied up having to be at the convention hall. And so we're looking forward to some more flexibility in the next few days to go out and, just be part of the community and get out to different places.
That schedule is really keeping people busy at Fiserv. Civic Media has a team at the convention. We'll be there all week. And this is such sad news from Door County. 2 kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, died when the sailboat they were on capsized near Chambers Island. Officials are still searching for their dad, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Swamp. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they'll keep searching until they find him. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
The Bucks sign a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks lost to the Clippers 112-97 in summer league action in Las Vegas. Now, guard Patrick Beverley has left the team. He was suspended 4 games for whipping basketball at some fans' heads in frustration after their season-ending loss. Well, after getting no offers from other teams, Beverley has now joined the Israeli Basketball League. So the Bucks have signed shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. The 25-year-old has spent the last 3 years with the Raptors. Baseball for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League has won the All-Star game again, this time 5-3 over the National League. The Red Sox Jaron Duran named the game MVP thanks to his two-run homer in the fifth to put the game away. The Brewers' William Contreras and Christian Yelich unable to get a hit, but Yelly says he enjoyed the week in Arlington anyway, like seeing Bryce Harper.
It's really cool baseball, so we're all a little similar. We can relate to a lot of the same things, and myself and Bryce, see all these guys so many years later still kind of doing the same thing. It's always pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, mostly sunny, 75 our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear all the way down to 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Pete Schwabba.
Wednesday night, we will stream live on Facebook and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We will be back in the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome comedians Kristen Leidy and Katie Bowman in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. On your radio dial, I don't think too many people have radio dials in their homes anymore, certainly in the car, but not in your house, except for maybe a few people that I know of.
Are you calling me out, John?
I'm calling you out, yeah.
I do. I have a radio in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. And I know Gordy has a radio that he insists on using and not using Alexa.
Yeah. Has he gotten it set up yet?
I don't know. He's not getting an Alexa. He's not going to do it.
You haven't convinced him.
He's refused.
Are you going to continue to try and convince him?
Yeah. I'm not going to stop. In fact, I might even give him a free Alexa because I'm buying a new Alexa.
Because you just have too many.
I'm buying a new one. They have, it's Prime Days. It's not a big deal. They do mark things down just a little
Bezos
bit.
Bezos needs just another little chunk of change from you, right?
Well, yeah, right. You know, every month I send in about $2,000, and I'm thinking, where are we spending this money?
You spend, like your family spends $2,000 a month on Amazon purchases?
Somewhere along the way, it
what
all mounts
What in the world?
Up.
How does that happen, John? Wow.
Well, it happens automatically. We have, our car insurance payments and our homeowners insurance payments. And
routed through Amazon somehow?
Well, it goes on our Amazon card.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Might as well explain to everybody.
Yeah, where's Gordy at?
Gordy's out today, and it's just me today. He had a bad tooth event yesterday afternoon and early evening. He managed to get a hold of our rock and roll dentist, and he saw him last night in an emergency situation, and he is drugged up.
Oh boy.
And pretty tired at this point, very exhausted. So he's staying in today, and we wish him the best.
I was going to say, if he saw Chris Kammer, I was concerned that Chris Kammer caused the tooth event. He rocked and rolled a little too much at the dentist.
Well, you know, I'm thinking maybe that happened.
Oh no.
Because he went to the rock and roll dentist a few days ago.
Right.
And he couldn't find any problem with Gordy in his mouth. He couldn't really locate any place where there was pain. And he had one last idea, and he poked, and Gordy went through the roof.
I remember him describing it yesterday.
I'm not sure if that is it, if that kind of, made everything really bad or kind of bruised that nerve or whatever, but whatever it is, Gordy's out today, and we're going to do the program ourselves. But, you know, in the second hour, we've got a whole bunch of guests, so it's going to be just like Gordy here. No, not really. But we will have a couple of guests today, and that's really good news. We're going to be talking to Richard Trent from Main Street Alliances. They're out there fighting the good fight. They're fighting against monopolies and trying to get local goods into the local stores and, of course, supporting local stores and private businesses, small private businesses in the area. And we'll talk to him. And we'll also talk to Mike McCabe as our regular guest on Wednesdays. We normally, and this is the other change, we normally broadcast from Short Stack on Wednesday mornings, but today we're not. We're just... I'm really not sure why we're not down there, but we're not down there today, and so we're in the studio. See, we could have had, you know, just a big meal, you know, and not felt guilty about Gordy not having one. See?
Well,
I mean, you and I, we could have just...
Yeah, you're the... I suppose you are usually there. the one who wants to go get breakfast, right?
Yeah, I'm the guy who suggests it, and then everybody, yeah, well, okay, you know, the star wants breakfast. This is a complete change of our Wednesday schedule.
Well, it's just like any other day the rest of the week.
Well, no, it's Gordy's not here, and
I suppose,
yeah. But anyway, in the second hour we've got Mike McCabe, and we're going to talk about some interesting little things. One thing that we have Rocker in on Fridays on Max Inc. Radio, a little preview of all the local music in the area and local bands statewide. But he suggested something that I talked to Mike McCabe about, and I didn't know that Rocker was a very good friend of Mike McCabe's. And he suggested we talk about vertical thinking. Vertical thinking, yes. And we're going to...
Can you do that through the radio?
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess... I'm constantly horizontally thinking and passing out in my lounge chair, but we'll be talking about that, and plus something that kind of stood out for me during the convention was when they nominated J.D. Vance as a vice presidential candidate. Somebody said something about him being a millennial. I think it may be even Trump, and I thought, well. Yeah, he's a millennial.
How old is he?
I don't know. But they did say he was a millennial, and I'm not sure I'm comfortable having millennials in charge of anything at this point.
He was born in 1984. He's a millennial.
Yeah. So I'm very comfortable with Gen Zers. So you're a Gen Zer. My two sons at home are Gen Zers. So I understand where they're coming from, their political affiliation, and. I guess that in many ways it's not so political. It's more on the logical, humanistic angle, right?
It just doesn't have a nice ring to it, having a millennial in office.
Yeah. 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 So we're going to talk about millennials because Mike McCabe deals with millennials in his book, Blue Jean Nation. So we'll get to that. And... I watched because of J.D. Vance's...
you watched the movie?
I did.
What did you... Hillbilly Elegy.
Yeah.
What did you think?
It's 2 hours of a southern trip through southern hell.
That sounds about right.
It's a nightmare, and I never want to see that movie again or even think about it. But we are going to think about it. We're going to talk about it a little bit later on. By the way, I only stayed up for a little over half of the movie because it was like 9:30 and I couldn't wait. I had to go. It was just way too much and it was depressing. And God, talk about dysfunction. You know, if that's what a real American is like, if that's what, they're all about, it's not my lifestyle. I would hope for a much smoother relationship with family members than in Hillbilly Elegy. Okay. If anybody saw that, let me know what you thought. It's crazy. Oh, boy. All right. And we're going to, I wish we had some reports here on what happened at the convention center from our individuals here in our news coverage and some of the personalities that are out there doing the coverage. I didn't listen yesterday, so I didn't have much of a perspective on it. You have a perspective on it?
I haven't listened to this show has been my exposure to politics.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Completely for the past like week and a half.
So it hasn't really piqued your curiosity.
No.
Right. Okay. Well, hear what you have to hear on this program, and that's about it, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we get to the National Day calendar?
Oh, boy.
I know.
It's your favorite.
I hate it so much, and here we are.
Are we even going to bother guessing fake days?
No.
Both have the sheet in front of us.
No. We're not going to do that. Why drag this out? But I have a feeling we probably will in some way, shape, or form. Let's see here. Okay. It is National Hot Dog Day today. All right? They say here it's every Wednesday, third Wednesday in July.
That's a lot of hot dog days.
Thank goodness. National Hot Dog Day in July celebrates a summertime staple on a bun. Enjoy one piping hot and add some relish and mustard and go for it.
I've gotten into arguments with people before. What's the proper way to cook a hot dog?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think grilling it, eventually grilling it and getting a little, little brown
smart.
And black on it. Yeah.
Sophia, my girlfriend, she likes boiled hot dogs, and mm-hmm. I think that they're disgusting.
Well, I have to say the only way I used to make it was boiling it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I tried different ways. They have the electrocution way of.
What do you mean? How do you just cook a hot dog with electrocution?
You do, you do. You could see them probably at Goodwill. You spend some time there looking in the old appliances.
Sure,
and
I've never seen
a
hot dog zapper though.
It is a hot dog zapper. Yeah, they have they have electrodes.
Uh huh.
And you put one end of the hot dog in one electrode, and the other end in the other electrode. You plug it in, turn it on. And it zaps it and cooks it instantly.
Is that safe? Like, what happens if you touch each end of it?
I've never tried that. But, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Those didn't catch on for some reason.
For some reason.
All right. And let's go on to, National Lottery Day. You know, we've been talking about gambling and lottery machines and the one-armed bandit, which we're working on to come up with temperatures. Yes. Oh, yeah. And you know, lotteries. Everybody thinks they're going to strike it rich. I, for a while, I went out and bought tickets thinking, you know, it's going to be that odd moment where, yeah, because simply, you know, doing it once or twice can't hurt. I can see why it, you know, catches on and then it just can't stop.
I don't think I've ever bought one, but I've gotten them as gifts before.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into a description of it.
We all know what the lottery is. We can move on.
Stupid. All right. You know, maybe it's a position where I am in the studio where Gordy sits normally. I'm really unprepared for this. But
you said you liked that seat a little more. You might have to fight him for it once he gets back.
Probably, yeah. I'm going to sit here from now on. I can actually see you and get the time cues, so, which everybody, you know, says I don't do well on. The Tattoo Day. It's Tattoo Day. It recognizes the history, culture, and artists dedicated to etching ink permanently on the skin. The day might just be the date to get that ink you've been contemplating.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have more of the National Day calendar, right?
Right, exactly. We've got a few more days to celebrate here, so keep it here. The John and Gordy Family Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You need the room, you need the space. You gotta find yourself a swinging place. You gotta fly, you gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it, you've been invited. Come on and swing, swing, swing.
Swing, swing, swing. Baby, come do your thing. In a mad, mad, mad world of Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. John is filling in today for Gordy, who normally handles this position.
Doing double duty.
I know. 92.7 FM at 1580 AM on your dial, and we're broadcasting live from State Street and not from Short Stack today, but we'll return probably next week. And if you want to contact us, get out the Civic Media app and text us there. And also, give us a call if you have a thought or two. We did get somebody who gave us a YouTube video of the electronic hot dog zapper. it's a long video,
the
you press, said, right?
The Presto hot dog. Yeah, it's like a tutorial on how to use it.
Oh. Then do they talk about hitting or touching both ends?
Not that I heard, but like I was scrubbing through it really quick because it's a 10-minute video. And they said they heard like arcing, and one of the hot dogs like kind of blew up a little bit.
It does. The hot dogs
really
do blow up. You really have to kind of watch it close. Yeah, it's.
Who thought this was a good idea?
Well, it cooks them fast, but it does explode them sometimes, and it does. They do rip open most of the time on this hot dog zapper.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And you said presto, and I mentioned yesterday we were talking about the stir crazy.
Yeah,
and I'm not crazy
popcorn.
About the stir crazy now. Yeah, for popcorn, but I mentioned that the presto, the Orville Redenbacher stir crazy version is much better. And now here we have a presto, and I don't think Orville Redenbacher has picked up on the presto hot dog zapper yet. All right.
Getting into the Frankfurter business.
That's right. Now, we were talking about it was National Tattoo Day today.
That's right.
And, you know, there was a warning, don't go out and get tattoos. It's bad for you. You could get some kind of disease. I have no idea. I can't remember what it was. And I personally think all of that is BS. You know, people think of any tattoos
there's plenty,
for ages.
There's
this
plenty
ridiculous.
Of other things that are going to probably kill you first.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the true artistry of tattooing is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are making a permanent tattoo on somebody, and you better be damn good. And these are damn good artists out there.
Or at least they better be.
Well, yeah. So, you get to see their work, and you can, you know, choose the person you want to get your tattoo from. But it's artistry, and these are artists.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think it's good to celebrate Tattoo Day and at least appreciate the people that better get it right the first time. Okay. Hey, wow, look at this. It's World Emoji Day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I haven't even looked over the list here of what days it
is. So you just get surprised as you scroll through the page.
Yes, I know. It's crazy. Let me see. Many of the world's symbolic icons for digital calendars. The day encourages us to use emojis to send unique messages like, you know, eggplants or cucumbers.
here we go again.
Now, so anyway, I don't want to get into the rest of it, who came up with it, whatever. Then we have National Yellow Pig Day.
This one makes no sense. I read a little about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
All right. Well, I'll try. It honors the unique attributes of the number 17 and its significance to mathematics. We plan on explaining it. Let me try this. It's talking about trying to explain it. In fact, the only reason today is called National Yellow Pig Day is because the two students who wanted to create a day for the number 17 needed a mascot. All right. Enter the yellow pig. Okay, there you go. That's it. So that explains that. Okay, let's figure out why 17 is important to these two kids. The number 17 is a premium number in the arena of prime numbers. Add the first four prime numbers together, and 17 is their sum. The average school bus weighs 17 tons with passengers inside. Each of the following words has 17 letters. I don't want to get into that. All right. The atomic number of chlorine is 17. Who knew? Right. All right. It's National Wrong Way Corrigan Day. This used to be, you know, people used to talk about wrong way Corrigan.
I'd never heard about this before.
It commemorates the transatlantic flight of an Irish-American stunt pilot from Texas, Douglas Corrigan, on 1907. Gained notoriety for an unplanned transatlantic flight to Ireland. Unplanned transatlantic flight.
How do you fly across the halfway across the world in the wrong direction?
That's what I'm thinking.
And like, make it, too. How did he not just crash in the ocean?
Right. Run out of fuel? Yeah. Something, right?
Crazy.
So he's fascinated with flight, and he was... let's see here. Charles Lindbergh. He was fascinated with the flight, and... I can see why Gordy stumbles through this thing every day. All right. Well, hey, a preview in tomorrow. We have Tropical Fruit Day, Dole Whip Day, and get to know your customers day, and on and on. All right, so just a little preview there.
Wonderful.
Something we
wonderful.
Normally don't get to. All right, now let's go into the history books, right?
Open the books.
Yep. There we go. Lots of dust this time
around. Gordy's not here to open the book.
No.
I had to do it myself today.
Well, you know, we depend on him, and we now are realizing just how important he is to the show.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say the opposite. We realize that we can do everything on our own. We don't need Gordy anymore.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Let's get through this real
quick. And again, Gordy's out with a toothache, and we hope he gets better.
Bad toothache. He rocked and rolled a little too hard with the rock and roll dentist yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today in 1902. Willis Carrier, he submits technical drawings for the very first air conditioner.
Oh.
Can you imagine a world without air conditioning?
No.
Did you have it when you were a kid?
No, we didn't. You know, when you're a kid, you just don't know. You don't feel the humidity.
Well,
I would assume.
I guess you didn't know anything else. You didn't know anything different.
And we didn't have air conditioning, or maybe we weren't, you know, wealthy enough to buy an air conditioner at that time, but I don't remember air conditioners when I was a kid. But the one thing about air conditioning is that there is a movement nationwide, new way with air conditioning.
When was that?
Because of the pollutants, the coolants. And they wanted, it sucks up energy. We create more pollution because we're creating energy to run air conditioners. So they're trying to get rid of air conditioners. Ain't happening on my watch.
No.
And you are a Gen Zer, you better make sure it doesn't happen under yours either.
Well, next generation heating technology, heat pumps, is like an air conditioner in reverse.
That's
so
true. That's
if we,
right.
If we want to move to those, then we
right.
can't really
yeah,
get rid of it.
The heat pump is actually a great benefit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good point.
And get through this real quick. We just got a little bit left. Today, 1955, Disneyland opens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never been to Disneyland.
I was at Disneyland.
I was at Disney World once.
Yep.
Cool place. And today in 2009, Walter Cronkite, the world's newsman, he dies.
That was tough. He was like a dad on TV, you know, giving us the news.
Yeah.
All right. This is the John and Gordy Family Show. Gordy's out today. John is in, and we've got a few guests coming up later on, so stick around.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It really doesn't matter what the political landscape looks like. Keeping our U.S. infrastructure strong, critical to Wisconsin agriculture. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Dennis Wilsmeyer's got kind of a unique perspective on it all. He's the executive director of America's Central Port in St. Louis. He's on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River, about 4.5 hours south of Wisconsin, and he says grain moving from Wisconsin gets to his port in a couple different ways, but it all depends on a healthy infrastructure along the way.
I would say the biggest one is funding of dredging on the river system, because if that river goes down and we cannot move the barges up and down the river system, that's a real problem, especially with the high water right now. We're not thinking about dredging. We're not thinking about the next thing that happens. But with all that high water, there's a lot of silt, a lot of sedimentation, a lot of debris that's going into that river system. It's going to end up somewhere, and it's going to deposit in those spots in the river system that if we're not adequately funding the Corps of Engineers to keep that dredging going, to keep that river open, we lose a major artery of transportation in this country.
That's Dennis Wilsmeyer. He is the executive director of America's Central Port in St. Louis. He says, think of the runoff from all this high water we've experienced in Wisconsin as snowfall. He said it really does accumulate. He said some areas will have 6 to 7 feet of sediment that needs to be dredged so that they can continue to use the channel. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. Right now, grain trade is up. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Well, December new crop corn this morning's up 2 at 4.11. November new crop beans are up nearly 3 at 10.46. September wheat, 2.25 stronger at 5.33. Barrel cheese was up 2.25 at 1.88 3/4. 40-pound block cheese gained 0.5 cent at 1.86 1/2. AA butter yesterday up 1.5 cents, 3.13 3/4 per pound. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a really nice stretch of days coming up here for the rest of the week. Today, mostly sunny, 75 our high this afternoon. Tonight, clear all the way down to 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as Trigney Olson and Pat Kreitlow joins us for the Republican National Convention, Wisconsin Media Row. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hear the ticking of the countdown clocks tonight. God, we need some action.
Mad Radio. WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Family Show. Gordy is out today. And we're doing our best to take care of the program, and we've got...
Everything is falling apart.
Yeah. Well, it is now, because we just played David Hasselhoff. And you didn't know that he was a big star out there in Europe.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I don't think I've ever seen a TV
popular
show
singer
with him in it either. I just know that he was a popular one.
Well, he plays off of it. He has a great sense of humor. And that's why everybody loves David Hasselhoff. It is his birthday today, born in 1952, and Donald Sutherland, 1935. And this portion of the John and Gordy Media World Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can find them on the east and west side of Madison, or on verlo.com. Check it out. All right. We are also broadcasting live from, not us, but Civic Media is broadcasting from the RNC, and the convention is continuing. We'll be there till tomorrow, I believe. And we've got Civic Media's own Terry Bell down there doing live coverage and news coverage and getting down to the details. And we're, oh, by the way, speaking of details, we're going to get to CNN's guy. I think it's Dan something. I can't remember what his name is, but he's a fact checker at CNN. He's fantastic. We've played him a few times on the show. He is fact checking what happened at the RNC last night.
It's day one of the RNC, I think, too. Is just day one is his entire clip, and it's not a short clip.
Okay, well, all right. It's just day one so far that is out there? Okay, all right. Well, we'll check that out. And, of course, Todd is down there, and Maggie Dawn is down there, and they've been doing fantastic coverage of the show. And, you know, there was a big scuffle a little bit out of town, out of the area of the convention, and it turns out to be just, you know, crime. That's basically it. It's just, you know,
there was a shooting. I don't know if that's what you're referring
to. That's what I'm referring to. There was a knife fight, something like that, mm-hmm. and one of the individuals was shot and killed, but it had nothing to do with, you know, somebody trying to get into the convention.
All right.
Okay, that we didn't really plan. Did we plan something here? We were talking about something.
Boy, did I not, John.
All right.
We
did get some emojis, though, sent to us because Emoji Day today. And we got
a hot dog and we got a lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt equals?
Presto on Emoji Day.
There you go. Yeah.
Thanks, Tyler.
That's pretty good. All right. Now I want to get to something here. This is really odd. And I've heard actually a few clips from lefties now. Spewing conspiracy theories. So there's something called BlueAnon, and this is spread around via Glenn Greenwald, who was a great reporter at one time. All of a sudden, he just went off the Richter scale, and every once in a while, he says something right, and you know, other times, it's just whatever he thinks is crazy, and he'll push that. But he says, I find it so interesting when long, obvious truths suddenly are acknowledged in mainstream circles, in the Washington Post, he's talking about. Taylor Lorenz, he admits that the hordes of resistance freaks and anti-Trump obsessives are as conspiratorial and deranged as what they call the QAnon individuals, the cult. Well, that's untrue. You know, just because there are a few lefties out there who think there's a conspiracy after, you know, the attempted assassination over the weekend, you know, people have their thoughts on it. It does look a little suspicious here and there, but you really can't. I mean, it wasn't staged. It was just Trump being Trump, seeing an opportunity to, you know, shoot his fist up in the air and shout a few words and energize the audience. He's a grifter. This guy sees an opportunity, even in a situation like this, He saw an opportunity, and he took it. No one's talking about that, but, you know, and he's getting a lot of press for it. They even have trading cards now.
I've heard that they had trading cards. Do they have stuff related specifically to the assassination attempt now?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, the trading card showing him, you know, with his fist
with
up
his
in
fist
the air
up.
And the blood on his face.
I don't know if we mentioned it on the air. We both saw, today's tattoo day, somebody who got a tattoo of the picture of him.
That's
with
right.
His fist in the air, blood on his face. I was going to mention something else. I forget what about the...
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, you know, it's conspiracy theories from the left this time. And no one believes that. There are just a few people out there. And as everything that does happen just once, somewhere in the country, the right-wing media machine runs into overtime and they start spreading this stuff around like it's common knowledge, like everybody on the left does this. It's, you know, just spread it around. It only happened once or twice, and they have some interviews with people, you know, some guy going out there saying, well, what do you think happened that day? What do you think? And, you know, these people, well, I think it was staged. And yes, okay, I get it. There are a few people out there like that. We're not like QAnon, okay? And there, I don't know if there's any Biden cults out there, but probably not, all right? And after all of that, right, Wisconsin Strong texted, or not texted, but X'd. We got to go back to tweets, okay? I'm stupid. Biden addressed the nation with reason and compassion, expressed sympathy to the families of the victims, and called for unity. This was after he called Trump to see how he was. And Trump put out some new merch and went golfing. So it kind of shows you how each individual deals with these situations.
I remembered what I was going to say about Trump's latest grift, and that you mentioned the trading cards. Some Republicans at the RNC have started wearing ear patches to be in solidarity with him. I wonder if he's going to start selling Trump ear patch kits.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it. I saw a picture in the paper where he was wearing a ear patch, and it didn't look like it was really doing anything. You know, an ear patch would be solidly attached to your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Not this. It was just like a square sitting on his ear. So I thought, that looks really fake. I don't know what that is. And so he was probably wearing one of the fake ear patches that you can wear around at the convention. And I'm wondering, do they wear them at the convention? Are people wearing these ear patches? We should ask.
I'll look
Terry
for pictures, right? Yeah,
Todd
Terry would know.
And find out if these guys are wearing ear patches around the convention center. It's crazy, crazy talk. Okay, now I've got something else here. We're going to get to the CNN fact check from night one, you mentioned, okay?
It's night two, actually, I would stand correct.
Okay, night two. Here's something. This is Parker Merloy. She's a reporter, and she has a great site. But anyway, she writes this. The rules of the game. Nothing Republicans say about Democrats, no matter how deranged, such as Mark Robinson saying that some people need killing, will be considered out of bounds. Yet standard political rhetoric from the Democrats will be treated as incitement to violence. And that's basically happened already. That's happened. It is really truly off the Richter scales when you talk about these individuals. I mean, we can say something just very minor, not threatening, and they'll think, well, see, you can't stop degrading us. You can't stop promoting violence against the cult. Anyway, she writes here, more proof that Trump's hateful rhetoric incites violence. A nationwide review conducted by ABC News has identified at least 54 criminal cases where Donald Trump was invoked in direct connection with violent acts, threats of violence, or allegations of assault. So this is research. ABC News has come up with this. 54 criminal cases where Donald Trump was referenced, all right? And Trump gets his ear nicked, possibly by glass from a teleprompter. Another guy dies, and Trump goes golfing. No care for the wounded or dead. No calls to the family, nothing. Just fist pumping and selling assassination trading cards. That's what it's all about. And that's just amazing. I can't believe he went golfing. Just seriously, the look of that, it just doesn't seem right. But all right.
Well, I guess everyone deals with trauma in their own way.
There you go. That's probably it. All right. Now let's get to fact-checking last night. And this is CNN's guy. What is his name? Do you have it?
It's not up on the right. Like the first frame.
All right. Well, let's check it out. But yeah. He's great. Fantastic.
Anderson, there was a lot of stuff you can't really try to fact check. There were personal stories, general praise of Trump, broad denunciations of Biden, subjective accusations that Biden was personally responsible for drug overdose deaths, which I think we should note rose under President Trump as well. But there was also some significant inaccuracy we can check. Arizona U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake made a wildly false claim that her Democratic opponent, Ruben Gallego, voted to allow illegal immigrants to vote in this election. That's a brazen distortion of a recent House vote on voter registration requirements. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas claimed with no evidence at all that Democrats deliberately let in illegal immigrants to somehow get their votes. Non-citizens cannot legally vote, and the data shows almost never do. And I thought it was notable that some of the most significant false or misleading claims tonight came from members of the House Republican leadership. Listen to what GOP conference chair Elise Stefanik and House Speaker Mike Johnson said about violent crime.
Biden's violent crime crisis, fueled by Democrats' pro-criminal sanctuary cities and defund the police policies like we have seen in my home state of New York.
We can't survive the dramatic increases in violence, crime, and drugs that the Democrats' policies have brought upon our communities.
Well, I'll do it again. This claim that there have been dramatic increases in violence and crime under Biden is false. In fact, both violent crime and property crime have fallen under President Biden, and there have been big declines over the last year and a half. Preliminary figures from the FBI show that violent crime is down roughly 6% in 2023, and then it dropped by a staggering 15% in the first quarter of 2024. The declines in murder in particular were even bigger. And so now, key fact here, murder in particular and violent crime in general are both below where they were in 2020, Trump's last year in office. Now, Congresswoman Stefanik's claim of a Biden violent crime crisis is subjective, I guess, but she certainly did not note that Trump had a violent crime crisis when he had worse numbers. I'm going to cough. Now, I'll caution again, this is preliminary data, a big chunk of...
I just want to interrupt or pause it just a second, just to let you know that, you know, again, this is CNN fact-checking what happened on the second night of the convention. And when you hear all of this stuff, this is what normally the media should be doing constantly, all the time, for everything that's covered at this convention and in life, in the debates. They should always be talking about the reality of the situation and not, you know, allowing these individuals to just say what they're going to say and then moving on to the next question. Let's continue.
Yet. So the precise extent of the decline in violent crime is to be determined, but it's clearly falling and not rising. And I also want to address, Anderson, a claim from House Majority Leader Steve Scalise on the Biden administration's record on U.S. energy production. Take a listen.
Let's talk energy. They've eroded the American energy dominance that President Trump delivered. We will end the Democrats' assault on American energy once and for all.
This claim about a Biden-era Democratic assault on American energy is misleading at very best. While it's true that Biden is pushing for a transition to renewables, the U.S. under Biden is producing more crude oil than any country ever has. It is a fact the U.S. is setting fossil fuel world records under this administration. The U.S. produced a global record 12.9 million barrels of crude oil per day in 2023, easily beating the Trump-era high of about 12.3 million barrels. And Scalise also spoke of U.S. energy exports under
Biden. Just amazing stuff, especially when they make claims that are completely opposite reality. I don't know how they can get away with it or think they could get away with it, but they do get away with it. And I think a lot of people mentioned that everybody at the convention isn't really listening to the speakers. They're just there to enjoy themselves. So whatever they say up there,
it's all just a party.
Yeah,
that's why they got the band going, right? Gordy right. was complaining about the band yesterday.
Right.
It's too loud.
Yep. All right. This is the John and Gordy Family Show. Gordy's out sick today, and we will continue the program with more.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio. WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and on your Civic Media dial as well. Tune us in. You can get us anywhere in the country, around the world, even in Russia, I think. All right. This is the John and Gordy Media World Family Show, and we've got, we want to continue. We just want to finish off the CNN fact check from last night's RNC, and let's check it out.
Exports in 2023 were also the highest on record for anybody. Now, we should be clear here not to suggest these records are being set because of President Biden, who certainly has taken a bunch of steps the fossil fuel industry, oil companies don't like. These are market-driven increases, a lot of them caused by improvements in fracking, horizontal drilling technology. But nonetheless, Republicans, including former President Trump, keep pushing this notion that Biden has crushed U.S. oil and gas production. Trump sometimes says Biden has ended it entirely, and all this stuff is not close to true. Anderson?
All right, there you go. So, I don't know. You know, this whole fiasco at the RNC, it's just a lot of lies. And if we don't get the fact check, a lot of people are going to believe some of this stuff because they do say it very convincingly with a lot of energy. And that's how the fire hose of misinformation works. Has to be high pressure. I thought this was probably one of the most interesting problems that happened the other night, and that is when Mike Johnson, House Speaker, started out introducing an individual, and his teleprompter went out. Now, this is side by side. He's talking about how Biden has problems with the teleprompter. Can't speak without using the teleprompter, but then his teleprompter goes out. So let's check it out. It's a side-by-side comparison with Mike Johnson.
Unless the president is reading off a teleprompter, I don't think he's capable of making these big decisions, and that is something that should alarm all of us, and it's something that we need to be talking about. I think people are...
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my honor to introduce the Attorney General, and there goes the teleprompter.
What Attorney General? What's his name? Oh! Well, I guess he's gone. All right. Oh, there's so much projection. It is, they are mistreating the idea of projection. It's so over the top. We've got Joe on the line. Let's go to the phones right now on the John and Gordy Family Show. Hi, Joe. How are you doing today?
Great. I'm sorry to hear about your colleague being a bit under the weather. I really think you've got an opportunity here, you and Sam. This is an opportunity to think about maybe some trading cards for your own situation, you know. Man down. Maybe you can do something for some merching the fact that this has occurred. Anyway.
That's not a bad idea. We should try and do something like that just real quick.
I'll call up the printer right now.
All right.
Anyway, I think there goes the teleprompter is going to be kind of the call of the Republican National Convention, because that same, quote, teleprompter glitches and, you know, just how horrendous that is that Joe Biden uses a teleprompter. But, oh, what about us?
Yeah.
Anyway, it also occurred with Ron Johnson. And I'm not sure if you
saw
that.
Right. That's right.
Claimed, yeah, that they claimed the he claimed that they loaded the wrong. He was asked by PBS. I'm not sure if it was PBS, by reporters to comment on the fact that his speech was rather, it was not about coming together as a country. It was rather divisive and really mean about the Democrats. And he said, you know, they just loaded the wrong speech. And it is a phenomenal thing. I mean, at least Mike Johnson had the wherewithal to just stop and go, whoa, I guess because it stopped completely. But Johnson just went ahead blabbing about the wrong speech. And it makes you wonder, he's got his let's come together speech, and he's got his let's just sit in anger speech. Oh, they put the sit in anger speech. Darn it anyway. I needed the come together speech. And I think it is just such a lovely moment of our Wisconsin senator, who, again, has just been a parade of embarrassment. And I would remind everybody of the wonderful moment when he was walking down the street pretending to ignore reporters by talking in his phone, and the reporter said, your phone isn't on, Senator.
it's like he doesn't know how his phone works, you know.
Yeah,
that is so
I'm
true.
Saying the wrong speech. I looked at the speech that supposedly he gave, and the only difference is he starts out by saying, welcome to Wisconsin, in both speeches. And then his second sentence in the we should come together speech is, we come at a somber moment in history. Well, wouldn't you stop at that moment if that hadn't come up on your teleprompter and say something? But no, he continues with the wrong speech.
With full energy. Full energy.
Yeah. And I would add, in terms of the fire hose of lies, that even though he had the wrong speech loaded, he still had some lies in there, because his speech included the line that Republicans understand that Americans don't want welfare, they want work. We are at a record unemployment low.
Right.
I mean, we have not had a low like this since the 1960s, you know,
right.
Decades since we've had this low. So Americans want work, and they're getting work under Biden, not so under Mr. Trump.
Right.
So at any rate, I hope you can soldier on, minus your colleague. I know that's always a change, but you guys are capable improvers, so I'm sure that you'll do just great.
Oh, yeah.
Take care,
well,
guys.
I hope so. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it is kind of interesting. You know, I guess, you know, people don't want unemployment. They want to work. Well, the unemployment is an option that you really don't have much of an option to, you know, turn down. If you don't work, you need some money and you need that unemployment. It's called safety net stuff. All right, we've got a couple minutes here. I want to play this. Joe mentioned it. Let's play it. It's Johnson's bad habit that he can't quite quit. So he thought, well, if it's the wrong speech, so what? I'll go for it. Let's listen to it.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people. Democrats have forgotten American families.
No.
They have abandoned the hardworking middle class.
Nope. That's not true. You start down that road and you know that it's the wrong speech, and you just, you know, you got to stop yourself. You just got to say the nice things, you know, be moderate, you know, take down the volume a little bit. And they don't know how to do that. They can't ad lib that. So, you know, it's that bad habit. You can't quit. You know how to trash the other side and you just keep going with it, because that sounds more natural. And if you try to stop and then say something nice or more moderate, it doesn't come to you. You just can't think about it. And that's the problem with dumb Ron Johnson. All right? And I've always called him that. On my blog, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com, check it out. This is John Peterson, and we're without Gordy today. He's out sick with a sore tooth. We'll be back with more. We've got a couple of guests next hour as well. Stick around. It's going to be a great show.
Show. You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Hump Day RNC MKE 2024 edition. Devil's Advocates, join the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 and do it live from Milwaukee.
the Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.